Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. I received an email from a listener this week, and it said, "Hello, Dr. Olson. Any specific strategies for managing the shift from days to evenings to nights? I don't mind a string of nights, but the rapid shift between evenings to nights and back to days can be challenging. Michael." Michael, great question. I think this is probably one of the single most important questions that anybody entering emergency medicine needs to ask. It's a great, great question. Personally, I don't mind working weekends. I don't mind working holidays. I don't mind any of that because, to be honest, you're going to deal with that stuff regardless of what field you go into. It's not just emergency medicine. But to me, you're right. The most sucky part about our job is the constant, never-ending, rotating shift work. Days, evenings, nights. In my first year-ish of residency, I really struggled with this. Anybody who has done it gets it. Days, evening, nights, especially the nights, it's this shifting and this circadian rhythm stuff gets really hard. But we have to figure it out. And there is a way to do this, a way I do this, but we have to figure it out. It's very important for our survival in this career. And so I'm going to give you some survival pearls on circadian rhythm stuff today. By far, the most important thing to remember is you have to just roll with it and accept it. All of your peers deal with this. Days, evening, nights. Circadian rhythm issues are universal for us. You have to just accept it. You have to roll with it. And so, for example, when you are going into overnights and you try to nap right before your shift, sometimes you're not going to be able to fall asleep. That's just reality. That's okay. Just shut your eyes, lay there awake. It still helps. Just roll with it. Maybe you're exhausted at the end of your first overnight and you crash. Maybe let's say 8 o'clock in the morning and then bam, you wake up at what, like noon? What the heck? That's like 4 hours of sleep and you were exhausted and now you're wide awake. What happened? It's okay. It happens to all of us. Don't get frustrated. Just get up, watch some TV, call a friend. You have more awake hours in the day that you can do stuff with now. Clean out your email inbox and just enjoy the day. You have to just roll with it, accept it. You're also going to have to learn how to have fun and have a normal person's life just at like the craziest hours of the day. So for example, I'll come off of an overnight and I'll grab a beer and I'll get some breakfast and I'll light a candle in my man cave and I'll play some mindless video games at like 6 in the morning. Just like I would do on a night off after a shift. I've fired up the grill at 2 in the morning and cooked sausages outside. I cooked a gourmet meal once, set off all of my apartment's fire alarms and ate it. And it was like 4 in the morning, true story. I'll record football games that I want to watch. And then sometimes on those nights where you can't get asleep just because you've had a lot of shift changes, that's fine. I just wake up and I'll watch some NFL football games that I missed because I was on shift. You got to just roll with it. Learn to spread your normal life stuff into all hours of the day. To be fair, this is easier if you're introverted like I am, but I've had resident get-togethers on like random week overnights as well. So extroverts can do this too. You got to just roll with it. Enjoy your life regardless of the crazy hours. Now, the real key to all of this, like, yeah, it sounds great. Like, enjoy your life. Like, you have more hours in the day and you can be up at 4 in the morning watching football, but you can't, like, die of sleep deprivation. It's not a sustainable thing. So, obviously, eventually, you got to get good sleep. Even maybe if it's not right on that shift from days into evenings to overnights, eventually, you're going to have to get some sleep and make up that sleep deficit. The question is how? How do you maximize sleep when you do shift work? Every one of you needs to adopt 3 sleep habits to make you a successful emergency medicine doctor. Every one of you. 3 things before you go and grab melatonin or take Benadryl or go to a sleep doctor or get all frustrated and tired and decide the specialty is just not for you because these strategies really do work. First, everybody, keep the room cold. Ice cold. I set my thermostat to 66. You can go lower, actually. But they've studied this, and an ambient sleeping temperature of 66 to 70 degrees is the best for circadian rhythm. If you typically sleep in cold temperatures like me, then you go ahead and you turn up that AC and you get the temp down to 66 degrees. If you're one of those, I always feel cold people and you always have a blanket, then maybe that temperature can be as high as 70, but regardless, you have to keep it cold. Second thing, everybody, keep everything dark. Darker the better. Your whole life needs to be dark, especially when you're first transitioning into the overnights. I used to put up tinfoil in my windows, and at my house, my wife made me stop. So now we have blackout curtains in our bedroom. And I did an away rotation once, and I did it in the hotel. And then the hotel emailed my program and said, you have to take down the tinfoil, but you have to keep things dark. Get some blackout curtains. When you come home after a shift, sunglasses. When you sit at home at 7 in the morning playing video games, winding down, eating some breakfast, keep those curtains closed. Avoid the sun like you're a vampire. Keep your life as dark as possible after your overnight shifts. And then third, last, everybody, you need your sleeping environment to be as quiet as possible. You have to get your family, you have to get your roommates on board with this. You cannot be woken up because of sound. A single quick noise, even if it's not that loud, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, you're awake. Your sleep is done. You have to keep it quiet. Earplugs help with this, so I'd recommend getting some earplugs. In my opinion, the best way to do this is to use a fan. I have a big box fan, and I sit it right next to my bed, and it blows on me. So it, A, keeps me really cold, but that white noise right next to my ears drown out those random sounds that inevitably will happen during daytime. Cold, dark, quiet. You have to do those three things. No way around it if you want to survive this job. And then a few other quick tips. I know I said sometimes I'll grab a beer after a shift and play some video games, and that's true. But overall, you really need to minimize alcohol before bed. You may fall asleep faster if you have alcohol before you go to sleep. But when that alcohol effect wears off, especially when you're dealing with circadian rhythm shifting, it like wakes you up. It also decreases the quality of those 4 to 5 hours of sleep that you do squeeze in on that first night. And so you have to keep alcohol to a minimum, especially when you're fighting circadian rhythm shifts. Another tip, try to take a nap or close your eyes, or even better, get a solid 4 hour, what we call anchor sleep, before your shift. I've had some success with this by having a big, heavy, fatty dinner, and it puts me into a food coma. And then I'll be able to fall asleep for a few hours before my shift. You won't always be able to sleep. That's okay. But it's worth a try. But most importantly, again, just remember to roll with it. We're all going through this. Shift your fun and your life into the craziest hours of the day. And if you can't sleep, it's okay. Don't get anxious about it. Your body will figure out a way to catch up. And if not, you can always see a sleep doctor or add some medicines. But in my experience, I typically will end up with a few hours sleep deficit after my string of nights. But the nice thing about emergency medicine is that you make it up when you're on evenings and you can sleep in late. Just make sure eventually you are getting enough sleep. That wraps up this episode. I hope you all find this helpful. Just roll with it. Nights suck. Cold, dark, quiet. And until next time, keep working hard. Keep studying. And be sure to enjoy your shift.